This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, it's Emma Dave. What's Kirk?
How are you?
Come here, what's the etiquette on if you have neighbours who can see into your back garden? And today, by the way, in case you're listening to this in 2027, is the hottest day of the year so far in Ireland. It's the 10th of April, 2025, and it's glorious. I want to get out there today. Yeah. I want to get a bit of a colour. How little can you wear in your own garden if there's potential view of others is my
wear the
question.
Bikini.
Do you think?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Like, does it matter? What do you, like, what are they going to do? Do you know what I mean?
It's always funny because when I was a kid, I'd be absolutely mortified if my dad was in the garden in just like his shorts, you know, or my mom was in her bikini on
the
rare day.
I don't think it's going to be that warm though.
Oh, Dave, it is.
Is it going to?
Yeah, that sun's hot the last few days, even at 13, 14 degrees. It's 3 degrees hotter today. And like I've noticed, like I've dozed in the garden.
Yeah.
Like, it's so warm.
I'm going to get the sun lounger and read my book out there. But I'd imagine I'll still have a t-shirt and trousers on. Like.
I don't know. I remember then like my mom, yeah, if she was in a bikini at home, even though no one could see, we had a real private garden. I'd be like, oh my God, mom.
So but
then
embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. But then if you were on holidays in Spain, it wouldn't be embarrassing at all.
No,
it's just something about like, what are you doing in Ireland with your like Catholic country?
Your bits out, mom.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's or such like, an Irish thing. We're so ashamed of like our bodies or something.
So ashamed. I had a delivery to the door yesterday and I was in a dressing gown and I was actually like, you know, like they've rang twice now. I was like, I don't know what my dressing gown is going to have to do. Why are we so embarrassed? I'm so embarrassed to answer the door of my dressing gown.
That Catholic guilt, man.
It is.
It's all it is. Yeah, you know,
listen,
it's annoying.
Let it all out today. And,
that's it. Let it all hang out.
And we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Enjoy
the sun. Good luck.
Wake up. We got the dreams.
Spins Fully Charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
What's the crack?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, everybody.
So the hottest day of the year so far predicted today.
That is definitely so far, right? It's not just like in general.
Well, they can't predict what's going to happen in the summer.
Yeah, surely.
No, of course not. Oh, it's definitely going to get warmer than this. We're only in April.
Thank God.
Good way we always get that dreamy leaving cert weather where it's proper hot.
It's just when they say like hottest day of the year, I'm like, all the 24, this is it? This is our summer?
No. We should be good.
That means the most Ireland thing in the world.
We're absolutely laughing though. We've had a week of this now? We kind of kicked off last weekend, really, did it?
It's been lovely.
I'm getting delusional with all the lovely hot weather. Today is a cracker, going to 17 degrees in Dublin. But bearing in mind, if you've had a chance to sit out at all over the last few days, it's been like technically 13 or 14 degrees and it feels so much warmer than that. Like you're sitting out there in a t-shirt.
I was literally out there reading my book sitting on the sun lounger there the other day and I felt like, I was like, to be honest, if the neighbour saw me now, I'd be awful embarrassed because it's still only 14 degrees. If anyone from outside of Ireland saw me, I'd be a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, I don't care.
But 14 degrees in that weather, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going out to
have
read my book.
The top off?
No, God, no.
Oh, I've been out there in a sports bra.
Stop.
Oh, I'm like, give me a tan. I've a tan line.
I'm sure your neighbours wouldn't complain then.
And if they think that today is the hottest day of the year, God, they're going to lose their minds with the headlines tomorrow. It'll be hotter than Spain today.
Oh, hotter than Ibiza, I heard Emily say, was
crack,
it?
Yeah, nice. Well, 19 degrees tomorrow. So
I wonder,
tomorrow's going to be whopper. Can you imagine town tomorrow be heaving?
Yeah, I know. Does any other country actually say, we're going to be hotter than this country?
Like, no, just us.
It has to be just us.
Yeah, and you know what? As someone who works in a digital department before...
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be all over it.
All over.
I'd be checking
hotter than Madrid.
I would be searching. I would find a fast and I would run with that. Publish, baby.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Just 10 past 7 this Thursday morning.
Good morning. What's going on? I saw a TikTok the other day of this guy who had posted... Do you remember like the meetups for like if you look like... Pitbull, come to this. Or if you look like, you know...
Paul Mescal.
Yeah, Paul Mescal. Cole Palmer. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. If you look like these people, show up, whatever. And people showed up just to kind of see what was going on. Well, this guy is going around town, right? Not Dublin, but I think it's London. And he's putting up signs everywhere. And the sign says, come and watch me fold a fitted sheet on my own outside the Taco Bell on Cuba Street. April 7th at 1 o'clock.
I'd be there in a heartbeat.
So this was only the other day. So this is one of those sheets that obviously goes over the bed before it goes over the mattress.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And they're tricky because they have the elasticated corners and they're impossible to fold.
Exactly, right? And they kind of look weird when they're folded.
I always make an attempt at it.
Yeah.
And I get like it into a certain way, but then you end just kind of rolling
it over.
Around this.
Yeah. So anyway, he put all these signs up and I'd say about 200 people showed up.
No way.
To watch this man fold a fitted sheet.
Good for him.
Which I absolutely love. But then I was thinking, I don't know if that would grab me, even though I can't fold a fitted sheet, but I don't care about folding a fitted sheet. I'll just shove it in the closet. It doesn't matter.
It's not sitting. It's not bothering you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. However,
I'd be curious if there is a method to it. The curiosity now. If I worked nearby, I'd go for it. Yeah,
you'd look out the window.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, what are some things that someone could put up on a sign that they're going to show how to do that I would actually go to?
Talk to me.
All right. So, obviously, we've had folding bed sheets. I don't really care about that. I want the quickest and least energy put in to actually making a bed.
Mm.
Just in general. Mm-hmm. I know you obviously change your sheets once a week or something like
once
that.
Once a week, normally,
that's
yeah.
crazy to me.
You
because
think?
It's just so much work and so much effort.
Yeah.
I want to do it the quickest possible way ever.
The worst, I've come to learn that the most annoying part of it all are the pillows.
Really?
Yeah. The fitted sheet's not really a big deal. And the duvet at this point I have nailed. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's the 1, 2, 3, 4?
The pillows.
The pillows. It's
so annoying.
It's the whipping the duvet like I'm whipping reindeer or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm on Santa's sleigh. I'm like, yeah. come on, Dasher, on Dancer. So that's what does my head in. I want a less energy way of doing
I'd
that.
I'd love to see a competition of who can do it quickest and most effectively. I'd go and see that.
Very true. Okay, I also want someone to put up signs for, hey, if you want to learn how to read ingredients on a packet of food to learn if it's healthy or not, please come to this location.
Thank you.
So I just want them to go to like, this is energy and this is carbohydrates and this is salts and see, this says no sugar, but the sugar in this, and this. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I hate that.
I think more understanding, more layman's terms of ingredients and percentages.
I bought a smoothie for lunch yesterday because I was feeling a bit sick and I was just like, right, I'm going to be a bit healthy. So I bought a smoothie and I was on FaceTime to Pippa and she was like, that's not healthy, mate. Like, not at all. She was like, I was like, but it's a smoothie. She was like, it doesn't matter. Look at all the crap in it. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
So I would like to queue up to watch someone explain it.
Okay.
I want to go somewhere where someone will make a roast dinner and I can just watch specifically how easy it actually is.
Mm.
So I can go home and do it myself. I want, not for me, because obviously I'm perfect, but I want other people to go to learn about the rules of a roundabout and how to do it.
Of course, because you have it nailed.
And yes, I absolutely have it nailed. And how to use their indicators on said roundabout.
Yeah, like if it's the walking sign roundabout and you're going to the third exit,
which one are we going in?
Straight through?
Exactly.
Do we indicate right here or is it straight?
Here's a weird one. How to do a plait. I would totally go to that.
Oh my God, I can show you that.
You see, every girl says they can show you, but then and every girlfriend in the past has showed me and I cannot remember. But sometimes I'm just like, Pippa's be in front of me and I'm like messing with her hair or something or giving her a massage on her head or shoulders, whatever.
That's lovely.
And then I'm like, okay, I'll just do this and I'll fold this right over the middle and then the left over the middle and the left and the right and then it just turns into a complete knot. I want to learn how to tie a tie and how to do that properly. How to recycle. Recycling's really difficult. I was recycling those things, you know, like a fabric softener.
Mm.
And it was like, you have to take off the thing, the wrap on the bottle.
Do you?
Yeah. And then you put the bottle in the recycling and the wrapping has to go in the normal.
Because the wrapping, of course, isn't recycled.
I only because I read it.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Well, he's teaching us all something this morning.
How to work LinkedIn, because I don't know how what's going on over there.
What do you mean you all want to connect to me? Why do you all love me?
Exactly.
It actually means nothing.
And how to brush your teeth, because every time I seem to go to the dentist, they're like, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, but I just did what the last dentist has told me.
Same as, man. I have all this receding gums now. And I'm using the baby toothbrush like real soft.
They love telling you to get a baby toothbrush.
Those bottom ones are going down into my chin.
Yeah,
look at that.
Do you know what you should get? You should get one of those things that goes in between your teeth. Yeah, all right, thanks, dentist. God's sake.
Flossing.
Flossing, yeah. I should probably do that.
I really think we should all be doing that.
Yeah, fair.
I've had some embarrassing injuries in my time, but I think this takes the biscuit.
Oh, go on.
Back when I was a kid, I got knocked off a horse by a branch of an apple tree, which honestly sounds like something from a cartoon.
It sounds like something from a book.
It's the truth. I was in an apple orchard and I was laying back as we were going downhill and when I looked up, boom, off I came, branch of an apple tree. On the ground, concussed, in hospital for a few days.
Oh my God.
Pretty dramatic at the time, to be honest.
Do you remember it?
I do.
What's
being
concussed like?
I have like a couple of visions. One of a man... Like, isn't that sounds weird. Like, a man I know who was out with us on the horses that day.
Mm.
Like, I remember just seeing him and feeling him carry me through a couple of fields. And then there was an ambulance. I remember thinking,
right,
oh, there's something really wrong here.
Oh,
there's
my God.
An ambulance here. And then the other embarrassing injury I sustained was when I was about, I was at an awkward age, Dave, like 11. Do you know when you really just, you're starting to get kind of self-conscious and stuff?
Yeah.
I was at the National Aquatic Centre with my friends and their mom.
And love the NIC.
Oh, what a place. And I went to the loo, and as I came back, of course I ran on tiles, which you're time and time again told not to. And sometimes, you know, there's rules for a reason. Uh-huh. And I accidentally did the splits.
What are we doing? Are you coming off a slide? Were you going up the slide? Were you just running around?
I was back from the bathroom. Oh, so I was on the wet tiles, and obviously in a rush to get back to my friends. And I did, it was forward to back. And it wasn't, it was wide.
Oh, God.
It was wide. Oh, I can still feel, you know when you can feel things pulling and snapping?
Yeah, yeah.
Tendons or whatever. Oh, the pain.
I'd imagine so.
Well, something also quite humiliating happened to me the other day. As you may know, we had an adult kid's birthday for Dave's 30th the other night in Jump Zone in Santry. It was the best crack ever. And I decided to wear, it was really hot in there and we were there a few weeks ago, so I was like, okay, definitely wear something kind of breathable because it's going to get really hot and sweaty and you're going to be running around.
Oh, that's why you wore the shorts.
So I wore shorts, yeah, but they're those kind of workout shorts where they have an inner lining, so like they get tight around your legs and then obviously a bit looser on the outside. So I said, these will do me perfect. No chance of them going up or whatever. But as I came down the slide at one point, I got friction burn. But the friction burn landed as I came down the slide and it went, I'm sorry, if you're having a breakfast, hello, warning. It went up and around my bum.
Oh, no.
Now, so it started on the cheek, but whatever way I was sliding, it just got right in there.
God, the shorts must have come up,
didn't they? They really did. Yeah, they really, really did. And it's not been a pleasant few days, to be honest with you. It's at the point where when I sit in the toilet seat and get up, I have to clean it because it's left like residue of blood.
Oh, my God.
It bleeds.
Sorry, that's not funny, but
my bum burn bleeds. And I've been cleaning it every time I get up from the toilet. I'm like, oh, that's so sad.
Clean myself and clean the toilet
box. Clean the toilet seat, right? So I've been looking at some things and every option I can find in terms of trying to get some kind of healing on this pronto are things I can't really do, specifically not with work. For example, they want me to be thrown Vaseline on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Why?
I'm not walking into work with Vaseline around my bum. Thank you very much.
Just in case you slide off the chair.
Does no good. If possible, go commando. That's just a hard no.
What's commando with nothing?
Nothing.
Like nothing on your legs at all. That's a hard pass. I'm sorry.
Saying, no.
Yeah, it's too much.
That's what they're actually. That's a genuine recommended thing to heal friction burn in your bum. Go commando for less aggravation.
Well, then maybe not to work, but at home.
At home.
Close the curtains, go wild.
True, true, true. They also recommend that if you're in a workplace, you should sit on a wet towel.
Oh, interesting.
Can't do that either.
No, not really.
So if you've had friction burn on your bottom and have ever done anything to deal with it that's been effective, please let me know. Because as I said at the moment, a scabby toilet seat ain't where it's at.
Yeah, that's not looking good, man.
That's not where it's at. It's disgusting and so embarrassing.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tate McRae, sports car on spin with Emma and Dave. Good morning.
Morning.
I was just telling about my Bernie bum. I got friction burned the other day at Dave's adult kids' 30th birthday party on a bouncy castle slide. People saying, Emma, please get some aloe vera. Lather it on before bed and maybe get a nighty. Do you remember an old school nightdress?
A nighty? Oh yeah, you'd be like Scrooge McDuck.
Lauren saying, just for more comfort, but keep it a bit more airy.
Mm.
Well, there you go.
There you go. A little moo-moo, perhaps.
Oh, lol. All right, welcome along. This is A Second at the Cinema, and it is what it says on the tin. We play you a single second from a movie. You try to identify it, and if you do correctly, you win yourself some IMC Cinema Pass.
Yeah, it's a very, very simple game, but it does stump a lot of people, I think. We haven't played this in a while now, but think about it. It's a full-blown movie, and you're only hearing 1 second of it, and hopefully you can guess that full movie within that 1 second. I'm usually quite good at this. Emma, not so much, because you haven't seen that many movies.
I'm not the biggest movie buff, no, more of a kind of... they're just not my thing.
I think you'd know this one.
Right.
I think you would. So have a listen to the 1 second clip.
Oh God, it sounds like a ship leaving.
Does. It does sound like a ship leaving. Interesting.
Any no hints or clues here, Dave?
No, I'm giving none. I think it's too easy to give hints or clues.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
If you think you know what that film is, just throw us over the word cinema now in a WhatsApp, 087-711-103. Just the word cinema, you don't even have to tell us your guess, your grand, and you could win yourself a pair of IMC Cinema Passes this morning.
Nice one.
Get in touch now.
Recharged.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Obsessed. Alex Warren and Ordinary on Spin 103. Good morning.
Good morning.
20 to 8. I'm so excited for today.
Why? What's going on?
The other way on the show for ages, I've been telling you, or I always used to mention my housemate Emer. My housemate Emer. And then Emer left me. She moved out.
And you moved in with a boy.
I moved in with a boy. Emer's coming home today.
Oh, good.
And she's staying over.
Really?
It's like old times, baby.
Ah, that's good. Do you know what'll be weird for her is coming into the house when it's absolutely not her house anymore.
I know, yeah.
Like, that's going to be weird. She's going to sit on your couch all, like, respectfully.
Yeah, it was weird because she called last week and we were, like, sitting out in the garden or whatever some day last week. I can't remember when it was. And, yeah, I was like, it was so normal to see her, like, arsing around, but she was like, can I make a cup of tea?
Yeah.
I was like...
Do you know what? Fair play to her.
Excuse me?
Fair play to her, because my old housemate Emma, right? Yeah. She's a different Emma, obviously, to you. My old housemate Emma comes to our house quite often and just moves in for, like, 3 days.
All right, no, I love that.
And she'd be, like, ordering food to the place and she'd be, like, chilling. I come home from work and she's lying on the couch watching their soaps and I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to watch TV in the house that I pay for. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I finally feel what it's like to be a parent and you come home from work and your kids, they're watching TV and they're like, oh, you're not getting on this. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get it,
just like, you don't live here. Go back to your own home.
No, okay, that's an interesting point, but she's being so anti that I wish she was. Like, she keeps knocking on the door and I'm like, it's open. Will you just walk into the house?
Yeah.
But what'll be weird for her tonight is that her old room is now like the spare room.
Yes.
And it's completely different.
Oh.
So that'll be weird.
Yeah, that will be. Is it because Jack away?
Jack's away.
Okay, so while Jack's away, the girls will play.
The girls will play.
Oh, yous will have fun anyway.
I know, I can't wait. But like, it's the first time that she's doing a sleepover. It's really exciting.
In her own house that she lived in for like 7 years.
But you know what she said to me the other day? I was like, does it just feel like normal being here? She's like, no, you just kind of mentally move on.
Oh.
I was like, oh. Why does that hurt
that
me
hurts.
So much?
That hurts. There you go.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Lola Young and Messi on Spin. I'm looking forward to seeing what she follows up with.
So am I. Mm. I'm looking forward. I hope it's not like Doechii's. Do you know what I mean? Because I really, really like Doechii's Denial is a River. And then the other one, not so much.
The Anxiety song.
Just not my favourite.
Doechii's class. But after Anxiety now, what else you got?
Yeah. You know? I would like to see what Lola Young is going to bring.
Amen.
Oh yeah, let's do this thing. Welcome to 1 second in the cinema, where we play you 1 second of a movie clip. You have to guess the entire movie based on that 1 second of a clip. It's a hard game to do. If you do it, you'll win IMC Cinema Passes.
The clip today is literally this. To me, it sounds like a ship.
That's fair. Like Titanic or something. It could be Titanic. Sounds more like a whale. Sounds like Dory trying to do the whale.
I was getting really into that there, actually, as I went. Yeah, sorry about that. You've been sending over the word cinema in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Maria, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're not too bad. All right, Maria, this is the 1 second clip that we're looking for. Right. What is that song? What is that movie, should I say?
I just guessed E.T.
E.T.? The movie about the
phone home.
Extraterrestrial. Emma, have you seen this movie?
I have seen E.T. And it does, I kind of get it.
I totally get it.
E.T.
Do you know what's mad, Maria? Do you know what's crazy? Unfortunately, you're wrong.
No way.
I'm so sorry. But a fantastic guess and thank you for ruling it out.
Thanks, Maria.
Good luck, Maria. Have a great day.
If you've any ideas, 087-711-103. Becca is there. Hello.
Morning, how are you?
We're not too bad. All right, Becca, have a listen to this clip. What is that movie?
Is it Wall-E?
Wall-E. Have a listen again.
Is that the movie that has the Irish song in it?
I don't think so, no. Maybe it does, I'm not entirely sure. Alright, Becca, will we see if you're right?
Let's do it.
Oh!
Wall-E.
Have you seen Wall-E, Emma?
I have not.
Have you seen Wall-E, Becca?
I have. It's the most hated film ever.
Why?
I feel like, because it's not really a lot of dialogue. It's just more like Eva and Wally.
Right, okay.
Until they get onto the big ship and they meet all the people. Isn't that right, Becca?
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion. I actually like it, Becca.
Oh, no. I think it's the worst film ever.
Do you really? Okay, interesting. So I presume you've only seen it the once, but you still managed to guess it. Fair play. You've won yourself a pair of IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations, Becca.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a fantastic day.
Talk to you later.
You too.
Bye, bye, bye. I've been a bit distracted there for the last few minutes going, no, definitely there was an Irish song in it. And thank God for ChatGPT, because the internet just isn't as quick in terms of answering a simple question.
Yeah.
I said, I know the band I'm thinking of, Bellex One.
Bellex One?
Love Bellex One.
Are in Wall-E.
Now, here's the thing. Rocky Took a Lover. You know their beautiful song? I'll shine for you. That's what I'll do.
Oh, yeah.
It said, based on the available information, Bellex One song, Rocky Took a Lover, does not appear to have been featured in any movie soundtracks. I said, why is that song synonymous with WALL-E for me? So I said, did their music video for it feature WALL-E though? And they say, no, the official music video for Bellex One's Rocky Took a Lover does not feature WALL-E. However, and this is why, because obviously back in the day, I was even more of a YouTube kid.
Yeah.
How I consumed Rocky Took a Lover would have been predominantly on YouTube and it was massive. Here's what happened. A fan-made video.
Ah.
It combined loads of scenes from WALL-E in the song and it was created independently. It's obviously like comes up maybe as one of the first options
right,
to listen
okay.
to
I'd be quite
Rocky
annoyed if I was Bellex One then.
What?
Their actual music video wasn't coming
probably
up.
Probably didn't perform as well, no. But fair play to the fan video. Maybe it pushed it out.
There you go. Do you know what we should do? We should upload bits of our show to Instagram and then just put videos of WALL-E over the audio. And that way people can watch WALL-E and listen to us.
That's a fantastic idea, Dave. It's going to be huge.
If you start seeing WALL-E on our Instagram, on Spin's Instagram, you'll know what's going on.
Right, it is 10 to 8. It's Thursday morning. If you're getting into the car, make sure to bring your sunglasses. It's going to be a scorcher.
Woo.
You're on Spin morning.
I will never forget going to that TY thing years ago when I was in transition year. It was a thing for all students in Ireland and we were told there was a big band coming and the Republic of Loose came out, which was huge. But I thought it was One Republic and I went around telling everyone, I was just like, yeah, we're going to see One Republic.
I think Republic I prefer of Republic of Blues. Do they even tour anymore?
I don't think so.
They like go steady on it one time.
But I didn't really know who
this
Republic
is my
of
comeback
was
girl.
At the time. Is that
this
them?
This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback.
This is my comeback girl. Okay,
I
very
like
good.
Music. Do you like music?
That sounds like a theme song of a kids show.
Do you not know I like music?
No.
Republic of Loose were unbelievable.
Sit on them?
Sit on them? Well, don't obviously sit on them, but
yeah.
Theoretically or
okay,
otherwise.
Well, I was very excited to see One Republic and they came out and I was like, huh?
Who are these
group? Wake up in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, why are you opening like a Disney movie?
Oh, because the sun is shining.
Oh, fair enough.
It's
fair enough.
Be a beautiful day.
Well, to bring you back into reality, it's not going to be like that next week.
But
right?
There's no need to do that because we all know Alan O'Reilly, the guy Carlo Weather dude. Yeah, the guy.
My favorite person is Alan O'Reilly. The reason being is that as a country, we have decided not to go to the experts that we specifically pay to know about the weather.
Met Aaron.
Every single radio presenter and every single time someone goes to chat about the weather, we go to Carlo. Is Alan O'Reilly.
His name is Alan O'Reilly and I believe this is, now he's obviously very well versed in what he does. He's an expert.
But it's just a hobby.
It's
not his job.
And he's just so passionate about the weather. Everyone's obsessed with him. His Twitter's always on fire. If you want to have a look at what's
Carlo
going on
weather,
the weather,
right?
Carlo Weather on Twitter. People always tweet him. There's a guy called Shamie Nolan tweeting him this morning saying, this rainfall measuring job is getting very boring lately, as in there's no rain to report every morning to this guy in his job. Now Alan's having a ball, but I think he's getting a bit bored because he loves to report on, like, do you know,
extreme
stuff
weather
going on, the more extreme stuff, and he's saying things like, nothing to report here. Boring weather forecast continues for Wednesday and Thursday. Just more sunshine. He has just popped online this morning in the last few minutes just to report on the situation in Carlow. And it's just blue skies again.
It's just blue skies no matter where you look. Absolutely glorious.
Problem is, he starts to bring us all back down to earth as Dave just did. And when Carlow weather, Alan O'Reilly gets threatening.
Oh God,
you know, you got to take it seriously.
Well, enjoy it. It is going to change.
Oh my God. That's funny. Me talking my voice before puberty. Enjoy it. It is going to change.
If you are in a position to let people work from home today, will you just do that?
Yeah. Oh, let your students have class outside.
Please do. Be sound. What is the story?
Hey, morning.
Some of my friends, even when they were 18, 19, 20, 21, they knew. They had ideas in their heads of what they would like eventually if they were to have kids, what they'd like to call them.
Yeah.
And like a friend of mine would kind of bag these certain names. She's like, don't you dare call your kid Layla. I'm going for Layla. And I'm like, cool. I've never even, that's fine.
Yeah, I get you.
I've never thought about it. So Layla's yours, darling.
I know a couple who are pregnant and they're very close to having their baby and they've had a name that, like, in mind, but they didn't tell anyone specifically because they didn't want anyone to take the name.
Yeah.
So what of course happened was someone came over to their house the other day and went, meet my new puppy.
No.
Yeah. And it's the name that they wanted for their baby in like 2 months' time.
No. I don't know if it's look, it probably is a reflection of my age. I think it's natural, whatever, that sometimes now when I hear a name, I'm like, oh, that's nice now if I was to ever potentially be in that position. Anyway, it's the one thing that you do stress over, and I think that we all need to just give up and base it off this couple in America and what they're doing now with their own kids. It's making headlines over the last few days. Basically, it's this woman, and she was named November June by her parents.
No, she wasn't. June is fine. It's a bit 1930s, but like November.
Her first name is November. Imagine like being shortened to Nov in school. How do you know? Nov. She wasn't born in either month as well, so it's just completely at random. She was born by her mom April, and they decided to carry on this family tradition that was going on for a while. Now, November isn't the only one in her family named after the month of her year. Her granny is called June. I mentioned her mom being called April, and her sister's called Haley December.
Oh my God.
At least they gave her a Haley option to go first.
Is it when they were like conceived or something?
Oh, you could probably do the maths on that, yeah. Yeah, none of them are born in the month, but maybe if you did the maths backwards, maybe so.
Yeah, 3 months back.
People, obviously, this girl in November is going to nightclubs, and the bouncers are like, this is a fake ID. And she's like, I'm telling you now, it's not. She kind of describes it as a party trick, and she's not giving out about it. She's saying it's fine. And she says if she wants to continue the family tradition generations, like there's only 12 months in the year, so overlap is inevitable or whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
But it just makes me think, do you know what? What is the point in trying? Let's just go 1, 2, 3. How are you? This is baby.
This is one.
This is one.
This is two, and this is three.
This is two. This is three. Or why not just mix it up and go for number two? Let's go wild. This is my baby, 72.
Yeah.
Why not? You could go for vowels, make it easier.
Okay, I'm liking it, yeah.
Bit of an A or an E or an I or an O or a U. This is my baby, you. That would be confusing.
Yeah, it would be a little bit. I there's a movie called What Happened to Monday or What Happened to Wednesday or something like that. And it's a movie about person who has 7 kids,
yeah,
and he calls them all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just totally given up, and I kind of respect it, to be honest, because so much thought's gone into it, and obviously in today's world as well, people are trying so hard to go the extra mile to make it really unique and really cool. You don't just, now you do obviously hear of a baby David and a baby Emma or a baby Claire every now and again, but you do kind of hear the more obscure ones. So I just think give it up. Go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. This is baby H. This is baby L. This is baby M, etc.
You're getting all the way to M, like you need to
rein it in.
Yeah, seriously, do something else.
Have a talk with your doctor.
Yeah.
Find a new hobby. And if you were to even go, okay, what's slightly inspiring as you're like making your lunch? All right, we could go for the ways you make eggs. Boiled, scrambled, fried, poached.
That's good, yeah. Go for potatoes, mashed, boiled, chips.
Gratin.
Yes.
This is baby gratin.
Unbelievable.
I just think bring it back to basics. It's the only way to go in today's world. It's getting too confusing.
There.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. It's that time. The time that everything stops in the world and everyone turns up the radio because it's time for Dave Ranks.
Woohoo!
Welcome on in. This is where I rank random things. So far, I have done things like Phineas and Ferb songs, the transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. And this week, it's this. Oh, and you may be thinking, Dave, The Simpsons, what are you going to rank? Are you going to rank the characters? Are you going to rank the lines? No. I'm ranking Simpsons songs. Here we go. In The Simpsons, in many episodes, especially the earlier ones, they did songs and they were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Songs that even to this day, I'll go to sleep and I'll be like, why is that song stuck in my head? I haven't seen that Simpsons episode in 10 years.
Very catchy. The creators are
very,
just geniuses.
Very catchy.
Yeah.
So we start off at number 5. In no way do I think this is a bad song. I absolutely love it. This is where Homer joins a secret society and he learns that these are the people that control everything. It's the Stonecutter song.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do. Who leaves Atlantis off the backs?
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do.
Amazing start, a fantastic song, Stonecutter song. However,
Jude,
it's only number 5. We move on to number 4 when the Simpsons go to the theatre and they go to a musical remake of Planet of the Apes, and Troy McClure plays Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
What's wrong with me?
I think you're crazy.
Want a second opinion?
You're also lazy.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Yes!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Ooh, Dr. Zaius.
Hell yeah, number four.
Forgot about that.
What a tune.
Brilliant.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius, Migs at number four in Dave ranks this week for Simpsons tune. Now, number three, little bit of an interesting one. You may not remember it, but there was an episode of The Simpsons where Michael Jackson voiced a character, right?
No way.
However, he didn't voice the character singing. For some reason, they got to get someone else. I think it's because the label said no. Michael Jackson wasn't allowed to sing on it.
Gotcha.
Because obviously his voice was, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they got someone else to impersonate Michael Jackson singing. But in this particular episode, it was Lisa's birthday. And they sang a rendition of Happy Birthday to Lisa. So in third place is Lisa, It's Your Birthday.
Lisa, it's your birthday. God bless you this day.
Oh, wow.
You gave me the gift of a little sister and I'm proud of you. Today.
Here we go, everybody.
Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Thoughts? Dave, I'm obsessed.
All right, we're into the top two of Dave Rank's Simpsons songs this week. In second place is a song that Homer writes. It becomes a number one hit.
In real life?
And it's about how much he hates Ned Flanders.
If you despiteful like the tenders, then I doubt you'll like Ned Flanders or his creepy little offspring, Rod and Todd.
That's us! Hooray!
His name is Ned.
N-D-R-S.
He is so white bread.
The smiling mustache geek who walks with God.
Oh! Only second place for Ned Flanders' song. Here we go. With number one.
This is what's mad about this particular day, Franks, is you really are unlocking vaults of memory.
I am, yeah. Do you know what? Even going through my own songs, or going through these songs today, I was just like, oh my God, I completely forgot about this one, completely forgot about this one. However, I could never forget about the number one song, and you know exactly what's coming. There's no contention here. Number one in The Simpsons, in Dave Rank's Simpsons tunes, has got to be Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
Once again.
Monorail. But Main Street's still all cracked and broken.
Sorry, Mom, the mob has spoken.
Monorail.
And wait for it. Wait for it.
Mono. Don't.
Yay! Number one in Dave Rank Simpson tunes has got to be Monorail.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed today, this week's Dave Ranks.
I'm on such a high after this and so giddy. I need to calm down because there is reaction, Dave, and you said this wouldn't be a contentious one. And unfortunately, as
no.
On Dave Ranks, some people are upset. Oh my God, Dave, how could you forget Spider Pig? Criminal that you didn't put Mr. Burns, I Got Loafers made the loafers.
See my vest.
That's come in a few times. Top of the list should have been See My Vest. Spider Pig needs to be in there. Ah, Dave, where is Spider Pig, the mad thing?
That was in the movie, not the series.
Right, okay, so you're being more, yeah. And someone else here saying, and I think this is a fairly good point, and Sarah should probably be an interim producer, when producer Callum takes time off, because she simply says, we simply need an intro song for Dave Ranks.
Yeah, that's very true.
Let's get on that, shall
we? We'll get working on that, don't worry about it.
Justice for Spider.
What a week, huh?
Unbelievable scenes. Sabrina Carpenter now.
Mature collective.
It's a girly quiz.
No biggie. Just keen to crow singing.
A Grammy Award winning artist singing our girly quiz theme tune.
Not really a big deal.
No
humble,
big deal. NBD.
Here in Dublin, minding our business, doing our thing. Keen to crow, popping on to sing the girly quiz theme tune.
It's whatevs.
Yeah, look, whatever. Putting my hair over my shoulder as I say that. Listen, it's Thursday. The girly quiz is on the way after the high of Dave Ranks. It's time to take him down a notch or two. And once a week, myself and the women of Dublin, we come together telepathically. We quiz Dave on loads of girly things, and it's called crack. Essentially, in essence, the girly quiz has three questions for Dave to answer correctly. But in order to help him along, he has two lifelines to help him win the week. You won last week, and it was fantastic.
It was a massive moment.
On a lovely sunny day in Dublin, it would be great to have that thrill again. One of the simplify options is fine. We don't need your help. For one, though, you are essential for it to work. Think of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and their lifeline phone a friend. In the case of the girly quiz, it's the phone of female.
Yeah,
gals,
I've never won it without my phone of female.
That's so true. Gals, chances are you will know the answers to these questions and the chances are Dave won't. So if you're up for it, can you be Dave's phone of female this morning? If you're up for it,
what's in it for them, Emma?
Well, do you know what we have, Dave?
What?
Can you believe it?
Don't say it. We didn't find another one, did we?
50 euro!
Oh my God!
50 euro!
Another 50 quid!
Cash.
Just for answering a simple question.
Simple question, lying around 50 quid, baby. As I said, we're humble here in Dublin, giving away the big bucks.
If you won a pub quiz, you'd only probably win about 30 quid.
Yeah, you'd probably win the equivalent of a small round.
For answering one question, you could potentially be winning 50 quid.
Pretty nice, isn't
unbelievable.
It? Girly in a WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 1038 and stick around because the girly quiz is on the way.
Girly quiz, make up hands and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, hello. And welcome on in to the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together and we test our Dave and all things girly, and we try to teach him a thing or two. As the year has gone on, he has had more losses than wins, but he's coming off the back of a very positive and confident building win last week, so we'll see how we go.
I have a feeling it's like 7 losses, 4 wins or something like that, or maybe 7 losses and 5 wins, I'm not entirely sure, but I won last week, that's all that matters.
Producer Callum has the notes on that and he's not here today, but we definitely know you're lagging, but we're on a positive role at the moment.
Well, that's just because I won last week.
Look, Dave, we're trying to take whatever positivity we can on
this.
Let's see if we can.
Did I win the week before as well? I could potentially make this a triple.
I don't think so.
No.
However,
that doesn't sound like you, Dave.
Listen, this is the Girly Quiz. Once a week, as I said, we test Dave in all things girly. He has to answer 3 questions correctly to win the week, but he has 2 lifelines that will help him along. One is a simplify option, and the other is a phone a female. Dave, because this one is out, real big treat for you this morning.
Go on.
Vic and Shona are in the car together on their way to work, stuck in traffic.
Oh, nice.
So you have a double helping.
I've got 2.
On the phone a female this morning. Good morning, gals.
Vic and Shona, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, my morning. God. Vic and Shona, is there something specific that yous are very good at? Like, is it beauty? Is it women's health? Is there anything specific?
Oh, God. That's a great question. We're just all-round good girly. We're just girly. We are just girly.
You're just girly. Well, that's fantastic.
Listen, we got the girlies on.
That's great news.
When I spoke to you a few minutes ago, has the traffic moved an inch since?
Yeah, we've moved and now we're kind of like on the last stretch of it, so we're nearly there.
Okay, very good. Stuff.
Well, listen, you hang on. No doubt in my mind, Dave will need you, okay?
Bob.
Thanks,
Vic and Shona.
Stay there.
And just to say, no whinging, this is the Girly Quiz. We talk about topics about ladies in and out. If there's young ears in the car, you keep your finger on that dial, okay? We've warned you.
We've got plenty of complaints about this. We don't need another one. Let's do it.
Let's go. Dave, question number one on the Girly Quiz this week.
Okay, here we go.
Women can be more prone to urinary tract infections than men.
That is true.
What type of juice do some drink to ease symptoms?
Come on!
Damn it.
Here we go, because I've gotten them in the past as well.
Have you now?
Yes.
Not a nice thing, sure they're not.
They are excruciatingly painful.
Yeah.
But the answer to question one, Emma, is cranberry juice.
Do you like cranberry juice?
I do love a bit of cranberry juice, especially when I have a UTI. Cranberry juice, final answer.
Okay!
Let's go.
I wasn't sure on that one. It's one of those things that if you get them, you know, but if you don't get them, you don't know.
Off to a fantastic start, I think.
Nice, fantastic start. Well, I'll give it to you.
Did you think I'd get that one?
I wasn't sure. It's honestly such a weird one. Sometimes I would be plotting questions going, he wouldn't have a clue, and you know.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's vice versa. It's just hard to know sometimes. You've got an interesting brain.
Unpredictable, lads. Unpredictable.
See how you go here now. Dave, nesting is something that can occur during pregnancy. Nesting. What is it?
Damn it. Nesting. I feel like it could be 2 things maybe. Do you know like head lice would nest in your head, in your hair?
Yeah.
Something like that. Or maybe it's like something, do you know what I mean, down below.
Oh, jeez. It's one of the symptoms of pregnancy would be getting lice.
Yeah, maybe. Or like crabs or something. Do you know what I mean?
Vaginal
crabs because of pregnancy.
Nesting, maybe. But also my other thought was like,
I don't want to get pregnant.
My other thought was maybe the baby moves sideways in the womb. And the other thought I had was maybe the mom is like, no, I'm pregnant. I don't want to move. So she just
I'm just in my nest.
Yeah, doesn't want to get out of the room. And that's absolutely fair.
And come here, just when it comes to nesting, what's the theory about the baby moving sideways in the
I just
room?
Thought maybe because, like, you know, if you were in a nest, I'd curl up. But how do you curl up? You need to turn sideways. So that's what I thought maybe.
That's a really good theory. Yeah, very good. Okay, so are you going to go final answer?
No, I'm going to 100% call in Vic and Shona because I don't actually have any confidence in any of those answers. Vic and Shona, good morning. I have 30 seconds on the clock and I would love you to tell me what nesting is.
Okay, so Shona has an answer, I think.
Go on, Shona.
Do you think it's when, like, the mother starts to get the space ready for the baby coming in and she has, like, the psychological urge to, like, get all the, like, stuff that you need for the baby into the room and, like, paint the room and make it a nice area to live in?
Okay, interesting. So it's kind of like a phase of pregnancy.
Yeah.
Or potentially. It's a psychological thing.
Yeah, it's like creating essentially like a nest for your baby.
All right. Do you know what, Vic and Shona? That sounds like a fantastic answer. You've had some confidence in it, which I appreciate. So I'm going to go with that.
I need you to say it.
I'm going to say a load of buzzwords. I'm going to say it's the mother getting the room ready for the baby, or just getting ready in life for the baby in general. She's putting things, away for the future for the baby, and she's doing up the crib, and she's doing up the room, and painting the walls, and getting all the clothes. That's nesting before.
It's a fairly far cry from vaginal crabs.
It is, yeah. It is a little bit, yeah, 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 yeah. But
you're absolutely correct.
Yes. You've just won yourself 50 quid. He's going to split it.
Yeah, 100%.
€25 each. Not bad at all, Vic and Shona. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck.
Have a fantastic day. Good luck.
Thanks, girls. Bye. Legends.
Yup.
All right, here we are. 2 from 2.
Oh, my God. This is good. This is good.
Your simplified remains. This could be another win for Dave. Question 3 on the girly quiz this week. Dave, please define what's meant by sister sizing in bras.
Sister sizing
in bras. What does that mean?
Is it a term? Can I ask a question about the question?
Of course you can.
Is it a term that you would use in, like, everyday? Like, we're just sisters. Like, hi, how can I help you today? Oh, we're sister-sizing today.
It wouldn't be every day, but it's certainly something that if you were... if you were shopping for a good bra, which I've never done, like, you'd be having those chats maybe with someone who'd be more of an expert.
Here's my thoughts, right? Number one, I have a feeling that it's... I have a feeling that it's basically like hand-me-downs. Do you know when you hear about kids, like... So... I'd imagine if you have an older sister,
yeah,
and maybe you're becoming of age and you're starting to get breasts, right? And you're kind of going, well, what size should I get? And they go, well, your sister was this size at this age, so we'll get you that. That's sister sizing.
Gotcha. Right? That's very good.
The
yep.
other thought frame that I have is that, you know the way some, like, say in movies, you might call your breasts like the sisters or like the girls. Do you know what I mean? So maybe one breast is slightly larger than the other, and you have a larger sister. Then do you mean the left is larger than the right one, or something like that?
My left sis, right, is bigger than my right
exactly.
sis, so my bra is a bit uncomfortable.
Yes,
vibe.
That's what I'm going with. However, I don't have the confidence, but I think it's one of those. But I'm going to have to 50-50 it.
Do
We're
going
to have to
Dave.
Enter simplify mode, which we do so by this.
Beautiful. Question was, Dave, can you just define what is meant by sister sizing in bras?
Come on.
Option number one. Sister sizes are bra sizes with the same cup volume,
okay,
but different band sizes. So maybe if you're a little bit uncomfortable in a bra, you could go up in a band, go down in a cup, vice versa. Or This term is used to explain how sisters often share identical bra sizes.
Yeah, see, you gave me way too much detail on the first one, so I'm going to go with that one, even though I actually don't really know what you said.
You don't really get it?
I haven't a clue what sister sizing is still. Something to do with the volume of the cups. We're going to go with answer A.
But your sister sizes are bra sizes with the same cup volume but different band sizes, and you can mix them up to fit what makes you feel best. Dave, you have gone. I've won the girly quiz!
Thank God!
For the second week in a row, he's gone and done it.
Oh my God, I am an honorary woman. Right? I surely have to be at this stage.
You've made some incredible progress. You really, really have.
Although, to be fair, earlier on the show, I did refer to a couple being pregnant, and I got a lot of hate for that, so my bad. The woman was pregnant. Of course, the couple was not pregnant. That is impossible.
Listen, 2 out of 2 for Dave. Fair play. And just to say, gals, I'm on my own over here, yeah? We've been doing this for a long time. If you're in the shower and you spot a product that you think, hey, Dave wouldn't know what that is. If you're in the shop and you see something similar. If you experience something within your own body that you think, hey, Dave wouldn't know what that's all about. Message us, all right? 087 711 1038 to keep this girly quiz alive. But after 8 o'clock, we were talking about a family in the States who named their kids after months of the year. So this poor unfortunate lady's name is November June, right? We were saying just throw in the towel with all these creative names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will do.
November June, nothing to do with each other, really.
No, and neither of them were even born in, or she wasn't even born in either of those months.
Right.
Jenny was on. Her dad takes an interesting take with their names.
Hey, Spin. So, yeah, my dad calls us by car regs. So I was born in 1993. So he calls me 93D. Stop. And I'm the eldest of 5. So I have 4 little sisters. So that's how he calls us. 93D, 97D, 95D, 03D and... What? Oh, I missed some. 05D.
03D and 0... Oh, these sound like Star Wars characters.
Don't they? And obviously, it's all daughters, but if it was a son, it would be like 93S.
Oh, my God. I love the way they're all at D as well for Dublin. I'd love the thought of it. It was like Oi for Offaly or something. You're 05 Oi.
I think it's D for daughter.
Oh, right. It's car regs. It's D for Dublin.
You sure?
Yes, 100%. Is that D for daughter?
Because I was thinking, because they're all D, yeah?
Yeah.
But they're all daughters. So if there was a son, would it be 93S?
No, I don't think so.
Clarify, Jenny, please.
Yeah, 087-711-1038.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Feels so good.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, happy Thursday. We are so close to the weekend.
Yeah.
And you know what, since this is Spin, I thought we get slagged a lot as a radio station for doing things like, what's your favourite chicken fillet roll topping?
Which we never do.
We've never done.
Never.
Who's your favourite Barry Keoghan? What's your favourite bus number? Is it the 48? Do you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff.
It's so annoying, isn't it? Because that's actually not a thing.
I enjoy it, though. I think it's...
Oh, the slagging's funny, but it's just like, where did you hear that?
But I'm going to lean into it.
Right.
And one of the most famous things that we always get slagged for is like, you know, when we on Spin, they're always asking, do you like Barry's or Lions?
Never, but yeah.
But we've never asked that. We never will. But I will say this. I started doing something a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and I'm really, really into it. And it's leaving the tea bag in the cup. Oh my God, guys, are you a tea bag in the cup or kind of person, or are you not? Yeah, let us know. No, I don't care.
That's something that my sister used to always do, that I'd be like, yuck, Laura. And then I started doing it. It's lovely.
Yeah, it is really, really nice. Now, the tea gets stronger as it goes on. Mm. However, when that tea touches your lip, do you know what it's like? It's like when you go into the sea and you touch a little bit of seaweed on your foot.
It's slimy.
Ah, it's rotten.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not good.
By the way, the tea bags in here are mad weak.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Mad weak.
I've done a thing where I've put 2 of them in and left 2 of them in.
Really? Mm. Now, there's an interesting thing. I like
now
that.
You're actually interested. Now it's like, let's make this a bigger thing.
Yeah, let's make this huge.
Whichever double tea bag.
One or 2 tea bags, what do you think?
It's one thing to have 1 tea bag in there, but would you ever do the double?
That is a voice.
087 711 1038.
You're on spin. Now, I know this kind of strikes many people maybe as old news, but hear me out for a second, because we haven't talked about it just yet. I couldn't believe it the other day when I realised that Madonna and Elton John have had a massive feud going on for like most of their careers, and it only came to an end the other day.
I didn't know this either.
Yeah, like Elton was a bit of a boyo in his day, apparently. He strikes me as just an utter sweet gentleman, like rainbows and flowers and kindness.
At the same time though, he's still like one of the most famous people in the world, so when you live in that life for so long, I feel like you just become a different person.
Maybe so. Yeah, like he's 78 now and he's obviously just wanted to make peace with everything, but he used to take serious jabs at Madonna when she was coming through, accusing her of lip-syncing during live shows. He even mocked her in 2004. She was up for Best Live Act, I think it was for the Grammys, and saying anyone who lip-syncs should be shot. Right?
Interesting. Yeah, he went a bit hard on her for no real reason.
He did.
Was he jealous of her? I don't understand how.
She was like, I suppose in many ways he's a gay icon. Madonna's a massive gay icon as well, in terms of their prime audience at the time might have been the same audience, if you know what I mean, potentially.
Yeah, fair
obviously
enough.
It's much wider than that too. But their tension was brewing since the early noughties, and essentially they were on SNL recently at this, on the same date, and it's only like 2 weeks ago that Madonna confronted him and said like, what's the story? And apparently as soon as they were in each other's like area, when
vicinity,
they were both backstage, vicinity is the word, the first thing Elton said was, forgive me.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd probably do the same if I was slagging someone like Madonna. I'd say she's coming in to knock the head off him.
But like, this is going back 20 years.
Yeah.
And after all this time, he could have reached out and said, hey, listen, sorry about that, but backstage, forgive me.
Forgive me.
Is the first thing he says.
To be fair, like, it is interesting, and it is a little bit like, okay, fine. Yes, he could have reached out, but okay, no, he didn't. But maybe this is his way of being like, look, I was awful to
it
you.
It honestly
I'm so
bothered
sorry.
Her, because she said that she was a fan from him since secondary school and it really hurt her. But
yeah.
Look, he regrets everything he said. He gave Madonna credit for breaking barriers and inspiring a whole generation of female artists. And Madonna was online talking about this after it happened, being like, I'm so happy me and Elton are good again, or blah, blah, blah. But I had no idea this was going on. So I was thinking about other celeb feuds that are going on that I had no idea of.
Okay.
You might remember this. I think we talked about it on the show at the time, but I've forgotten since. 2022, I can never say his surname, sorry, Schnapp, is it?
Yeah, Noah
Stranger
Schnapp.
Things. He posted on TikTok a conversation that him and Doja Cat were having privately.
Oh, God, I forgot about this.
You remember this?
Yes, so she wanted your man.
She was fancying or into your man, Joseph Quinn.
Yes, who plays Eddie.
Yes, who's the Stranger Things co-star. So what happened was then, your man, Noah, took this conversation and put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that. Someone as big as Noah's only a young fella, wasn't
he
at the time?
Only a young fella, yeah.
But Doja went on TikTok Live saying she felt that the move was very disrespectful and embarrassing, and saying she thought it was just a private conversation. So don't know if that's been patched up or not. That was
he's
a while ago now.
He's a dope.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a dope.
Is he only a small lad though? He's only getting started, is he?
He's a dope.
What age would you say he is?
I'd say he's about 19, 20 now.
All right, okay.
It was only a year or two ago that this happened.
That's right, true.
But
I never knew about this. Obviously, rest in peace, the legend that was Prince. But back in 2011, Kim Kardashian went to a Prince concert, right? And Prince invited her on stage. And she said that she just froze with the panic of it all. She must have been a lot younger then, 2011. And she just kind of stood there awkwardly clapping rather than vibing.
Oh, no.
Maybe Prince assumed that she was going to get an amazing backup dancer out of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
That's not her thing.
Dance
she's
away.
Openly said she can't dance very well.
But she's very stern. Like, she's very just like, if she's quite, not that she's plain, but she's very like, no, I'm just going to be here and I'll sit here. And she's not, you know, wacky or weird or quirky or anything.
I do think I remember at one point seeing a clip online or something of being like, I wish I had rhythm. And I was like, me too. Like, I can't dance.
Right.
So I have no rhythm whatsoever. But anyway, Prince said, get off my stage.
Right? Oh my God.
And she, years and years later, you might remember that Prince guest starred on one of our favourite shows, New Girl. There was a whole episode about Prince's party. And essentially, at the time, the Kardashians were also set to appear in that episode. And he had them cut.
Oh my God.
He said, they don't belong at a Prince party.
Oh my God.
Isn't that incredible?
That's insane.
I had no idea. I presume you're all over this, Dave. That's why it kind of caught my attention this morning, because you're such a Drake and Josh fan. Sad to know that Drake and Josh had a big falling out in 2017. I did know this,
but they're back now being
friends.
They're
fine, yeah. But I don't know if it's all just kind of politeness for the cameras, or if they're actually
they're actually all right now.
Oh,
like,
really?
They went through, Drake went through a lot of stuff in Nickelodeon, like some real, real bad stuff. And Josh didn't. Josh had good people around him. And so basically they fell out. Josh didn't invite Drake to his wedding. wedding, and this, you know, Drake kind of called him out on it, but I think he was in a bad place at the time. But they're absolutely fine now. They just did a podcast together and they just explained their chats about Nickelodeon and things like that. Bad place.
Which one had the horrible time?
Drake.
Yeah,
really, really tough time.
Now that you say it, I'd forgotten about but just in terms of this story, I'd forgotten about that element of it.
Yeah, but the two of them are good now, and they just did a podcast, and honestly, I was watching the clips, like, I love that they're back together chatting. Do you know what I mean? I love it. It's so, so good.
Good. In terms of their friendship, all is well that ends well. That's good to know. Okay, I knew you'd be all over that.
I promise
story.
To invite you to my wedding, by the way.
Bloody better.
All right, I want to talk to you about a TikTok account. The TikTok account in question is Dr. Pickle. Right.
Sounds legit.
Now, the thing about Dr. Pickle is I have finally figured out how I should learn things. As an ADHD person, learning things is quite difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
However, just because I just can't pay attention, I'll just switch off or I'll go on to something else, you know what I mean? Or I'll start thinking of whatever. I have really found how to concentrate and how to learn, and it's through Dr. Pickle. And the reason Dr. Pickle is so good to teach me things is because he curses a hell of a lot when he's explaining random things to you. So Dr. Pickle is a TikTok account that basically just describes and helps you understand what certain things are wrong with your body and what certain things mean. Like, you've always heard, like, certain things, like, say an inhaler, but what does it actually do? Do you know what I mean? And so I come across this TikTok account the other day of this AI doctor now telling me what an inhaler does. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And I'll probably switch off now. And then he cursed. And I was like, what's going on? What happened there? And he curses throughout it. Now, listen, I'm very nervous to do this. And the bosses are probably going to absolutely hate this because there's a lot of beeps. And I might have missed a beep here or there. Mm. I don't think I have, but, you know.
Just be careful, yeah.
Just be careful. Hands on the dial if you've kids in the car. But this is the TikTok I came across.
How the f*** does an inhaler work? When your f*** lungs start acting like two pieces of s***, an inhaler blasts pressurized medicine, usually albuterol, straight down your throat into those airways that decided to clamp shut like a scared turtle.
See, this is the thing about teaching.
It blew me away.
It works. Yeah, it works. If you're in school and a teacher starts throwing the F-bomb around, you're listening.
I'd be like, what did you just say?
That's the thing, you're
this
listening.
This is crazy.
I remember a teacher of mine, Mr. Dolan, absolute legend. It's probably the reason I'm working here today. He just had such belief in me as an English teacher, right? He was class. And he used to do really mad fun things. And he was so, like, nerdy and cool. And, like, he was near retirement at the time. But he used to do random things to keep stuff in our heads, right? And everyone loved him because it was so not cool.
Okay.
But everyone just loved him because he was actually the dude.
Right,
you know?
What would he do?
So the word procrastination sounds like an easy word now, but when you're like 15, like, you're going to keep forgetting that word. So he'd just walk around the classroom and he'd, like, tap on people's desks as they walk past, like, to get a beat up. And he'd go, everyone with me. Procrastination.
Stop.
All across the nation. Joe! He'd be like, procrastination. Louder! All across
the nation. That's unreal.
And that's the stuff he used
to... Why specifically he wanted you to learn that word is interesting.
I think it was a focus point. It was something... it was a theme of what books we were reading. But if there was anything like that, like a tricky word, like I used to always mispronounce epitome as epitome.
Yes,
so he'd come up with these random little raps and, like, walk around the classroom and, like, get people involved. It was brilliant.
It's interesting because I think that's how I learned how to spell the word beautiful was from Jim Carrey in Bruce Almighty. B-E-A-U-tiful. And Matilda was it Mrs. M, Mrs. I, Mrs. S-S-I.
Yes,
do you remember Mississippi or something like that?
Yeah.
It was, it was a lot.
Well, no, we all have to talk about Holla Back Girl. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
I use it every day. Every single day. If I want to spell the word banana, I'd be A-N-A-N-A-S.
Thank you.
So then I went on to TikTok. I was like, right, let's learn some more. And I learned about this.
What the f*** is tennis elbow? Tennis elbow is when your dumbass keeps doing the same repetitive f*** with your forearm until your tendons scream, f*** you! Eventually, those tendons on the outside of your elbow get tiny tears from all that strain, and boom, now your arm hurts like every time you try to act normal.
I know what tennis elbow is.
Yeah, I'm into it.
What is, if you just had a video of a doctor explaining what tennis elbow is, I'd be like...
If I was in a classroom teaching, I think it would be a crying shame if I couldn't go, will you all shut the...
Yeah.
Because they'd actually be like, oh yeah, sound like...
You'd
you know?
Want that. You would,
it's not
you would
that
want
offensive,
that.
I don't feel. In a, I understand you don't want your seven-year-old going around cursing.
Yeah.
But if you can use them in a way to, like...
I'll be straight back in that classroom.
Back.
Be
yeah,
straight
exactly,
back in that. Right,
yeah.
Let's learn one more thing together.
What the actual shit is muscle memory? When muscle fibers expand, stem cells multiply, and combine with the fibers that are already present to generate more volume in the dumbass muscle cells. When you work out these muscles, it results in the addition of new nuclei to the cell.
Thank you, dumbass muscles.
If you watch the video with the actual curses in it, I guarantee you'll remember every single bit of it. It's like the way they say when you're supposed to study, you chew chewing gum. And when you do the test, you're supposed to chew that same chewing gum because it will bring back your...
Yes,
do you
know what I mean? Understand what you mean, yeah.
So yeah, that's how I'm learning things from now on. People have to curse at me.
Procrastination.
All across the nation.
Go on, PJ Dunn.
I love that.
Legendary man.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yay!
Let's go. All right, we want to get you out of here for a full week. It's a free holiday. Flights and 7 nights in the sunshine in Fort Ventura. The name of the place you'll be staying is Pierre and Vacances Village.
And very fitting that we'll go today on the hottest day of the year so far. Yeah. I think that'll be nice. The vibes are good. Mm-hmm. People are feeling fresh.
You kind of remember what it's like to feel heat. Do you know the way sometimes the winter here goes on so long that you're like, what does that feel like?
Summer has a smell. It is bloody wonderful.
It's smelling good at the moment.
I left the window to my bedroom open last night. Not last night, but just for the day. And then when I went to bed, I closed it. But the room stank of summer and it was lovely. So imagine
just
that.
Just finally let those smelly fart smells out of the room.
Yeah, imagine that for 7 nights at Pierre Vacancy Village in Puerto Ventura. That's where we want to send you. Who's on to play?
It is this morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, thanks.
Oh, God. Who's screaming in the background?
That is Cara.
Okay, how many kids do you have with you there?
Oh, well, I have 3, but I only have 1 with me now.
All right, well, she's making enough noise to keep for the 3 of them, isn't she,
Cara? Yeah, she's distracting me, let alone distracting you, Suzanne.
She wants to hold the phone.
What's ahead for you today? Are you going to get out into the sunshine?
I'm going to go for a walk now.
Oh, very nice.
I have the dog in the car, so we're going down to St.
John's. Lovely. All right, well, enjoy that. There's a skate park there, there's a play park there, they have everything in St. John's.
It's Ananda's class.
Yeah.
And it also makes you feel kind of cool when you have the buggy and the dog.
And
the coffee,
yeah.
I'm always like, that girl has so much control over her life right now. She's got a buggy, she's got a dog, she's got a coffee.
A yummy mummy is you, Suzanne,
yeah,
and
girl.
I like it. Listen, Suzanne, when's the last time you were away for a bit of sun?
Oh my God. Last year, we got away last year.
Okay, so where did you go?
Last summer, yeah. France.
Very nice. All right, well, France, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura in the Canary Islands. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Suzanne?
No, I actually haven't.
You haven't?
I was listening to the radio
and I
just texted in really quick.
Good decision. Here, I'm going to explain it to you. Basically, in essence, the game is you have to guess the title and the artist of songs, okay? You just have to guess songs.
Oh, my God.
25 seconds are going to go on the clock. 5 songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. It's only songs that we play on spin, Suzanne, so you've nothing to worry about if you listen to the radio. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. And Suzanne, something that could be on your side is the swap element. If we play a song that you haven't a clue, you just shout the word swap and we will swap it out for a different one. Now, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Suzanne?
Yes.
Very good. Suzanne, I presume are you from Marino? Are you from Fairview? Where are you from?
Artane.
Very nice. All right, Suzanne, here we go. Suzanne from Artane. 25,
good luck, Suzanne.
25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly.
What do you think, Suzanne?
It's called Anxiety, but I'm not sure who the artist is.
Oh, do you know what? Well, then swap it out.
Swap.
Yeah, let's swap that out. Go back to 25. All right, Suzanne, we have swapped that out, and it's like a brand new game now.
Yeah, fair play. That was Dochi is the name of the artist. Keep her in mind. She's brilliant, but the song is dead right. It is called Anxiety. Not to worry. We're back to a brand new game. Forget about this now. Brand new, fresh start. We're kicking off with another brand new song one and 25 seconds back on the clock.
That's it. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait.
What are they saying there, Suzanne?
I don't want to wait, but I don't know the artist.
It's the biggest DJ in the world. That's not Calvin Harris. He's French.
Swimming in the deep blue. Similar name.
As
this guy beside us. Similar name.
No.
Same name as Dave.
3, 2, 1.
Suzanne,
I'm
delighted
for you.
Don't worry at all. That song was I Don't Want to Wait by David Guetta. Nah, Suzanne, it wasn't to be.
Your head.
I know the songs and I'm singing along.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just haven't cleared
always the way. But Suzanne, at least you're going on a lovely walk in the sun now. So
I know.
Have to worry about.
Oh, sure. Look, I'll enjoy the coffee.
With exactly. The coffee and the dog and the pram.
The
go get it, girl.
The coffee and the dog and the baby. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much for ringing.
Good
you're
luck,
very
Suzanne.
Good.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. It reminds me last summer I was visiting my sister and she just needed a minute. Mums need a minute sometimes.
Of course.
And I was like, I'll take them out. And she was like, you can't take them all because the dog will want to go as well. And I was like, I can do this. So on one side of me, I had the, at the time, 4 to 5 year old on a scooter thing.
Yeah.
I had the newborn in a buggy and I had the mad dog in a lead.
Look at you. That's real grown up stuff.
For the first 5 minutes, I felt like, God, I am in control of so many moving parts right now. After 10 minutes, I said, let's just go home.
Yeah.
Let's just leave this.
I know,
off.
I look at those people and I think, yeah, they definitely have their life together. But you know who definitely has their life together? Who? Those people who like bike with the dog or run with the dog. Do you know what I mean? Like, that stuff is mad.
I saw someone the other day running with the dog and they had one of those leads that go around their belly. So, like, say you don't actually have to hold the lead. The lead is attached around your waist. So your arms are free to do the running. I know, you think that, right? Because the dog kind of pulls to each side of it.
Yeah, that'd be a well-trained dog.
It would be.
Anyway, listen, no dogs allowed in Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura, I presume. So all you got to worry about is kick back, relax and enjoying that sun. You don't have to feed any dog. And if you would like to win it then, WhatsApp us the word gold to register to play for tomorrow. Hopefully it'll go tomorrow on a Friday. Good vibes. The word golden to the number 087 711 1038 would be lovely.